Hey there. Are you looking to sell your home the for sale by owner way? Then check out Listella. Listella is an online real estate platform where you can directly buy and sell homes with no negotiations and no commission. Sellers save the 6% they would typically pay an agent, and buyers can find and buy a home in as little as 14 days. The best part? If you're a Travel Brats listener and you list your home on Listella, you'll get 20% off the listing fee with code TRAVEL. That's capital TRAVEL. Check them out at listella.com or download the Listella app today. Looking for the cutest new travel pieces for your adventure wardrobe? Then shop Best Dressed. From gorgeous sundresses to adorable bikinis and cozy sweaters, Best Dressed has the perfect travel pieces for any vacation destination. Check them out at shopbestdressed.com and use code TRAVELBRAT20 for 20% off the entire store.
Hey, y'all.
I'm Soph.
And I'm Nat.
And we're the Travel Brats.
Welcome to our podcast.
We've been putting the brat in travel
since 2020.
And we're just getting started.
From hidden gems to world-class travel,
we've been sharing hot and not destinations from a bird's eye view and a party of two.
So what's on the itinerary today?
Hey, Travel Brats. It's Soph and happy Travel Brat Tuesday. Today we have a special guest, author and avid traveler, Chris Weld. Chris has been writing stories and novels for over 20 years. He is writing the Mice of Dumpler series, a children's adventure series similar to the Magic Treehouse books. He also writes adult fantasy and science fiction. His new fantasy novel, Silk and the Assassin, comes out this summer. Thanks for joining us today, Chris.
Hey, thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm super happy you're here. So first off, I just want you to tell our Travel Brats a little bit about yourself, kind of where you grew up and how you started your writing career.
Yeah, so I grew up in Lakeland, Florida, graduated high school from George Jenkins High School, named after the famous Publix founder, George Jenkins, right? So
yeah,
graduated from there, went up to the University of Florida, worked in Gainesville for a while, went to the University of South Florida, worked there in Tampa for a while. And now, against all odds, I'm back in Lakeland.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about the places you've lived. Let's start with Gainesville. So what did you like about Gainesville?
Gainesville, it's a really interesting town. Basically, it's got, well, the whole town is centered around the University of Florida campus. It is a massive, massive campus, you know, mostly okay looking buildings. They're not gorgeous. They're, you know, looking okay. The libraries of the University of Florida, I think there are two or three libraries for it. The libraries are absolutely gorgeous. They also have a botanical gardens that's fantastic, has lots of different plants. And the administration buildings are surprisingly fancy too there. But besides that, the courtyards are really, really nice at University of Florida too. And they've got a lot of different courtyards and everything. The city as a whole is basically a nice quiet college town, because basically what it is it's got all the university students, and beyond that it's got the professors, it's got the maintenance staff for the university, but beyond that there isn't really a lot of people roaming around there, because it's still a really small town. Like if you look at the population of Gainesville, maybe it's 100,000, maybe it's 80,000 or whatever else it is. It is not a large city by any means. So it lives and breathes as the University of Florida does, but University of Florida is massive. I mean, it's got like, 45,000 students, 50? I mean, it's massive. So it's really just a nice small town kind of vibe. It's got a lot of different small business eateries and stuff. The really, really famous one that I think almost everyone knows that went to the University of Florida, at least when I went there, was Burrito Brothers. And they would have, you know, nice cheap burritos that were awesome. And there was always a line. And it's one of those, you know, hole in the wall places where you walk up to, you know, the little order thing, similar to what you see in New York or wherever else. And you go up and you order it and then you wait and then you get it a few minutes later. But yeah, I mean, it's Gainesville was awesome while I was there. The one thing that I will say is not the greatest about the University of Florida campus is that the parking is atrocious. There's no way that you can park on campus, and campus has everything that you want to do on it, especially as a university student. So except for drinking. Basically, UF is a party school, but it's also a small town thing. So it's unlike FSU. FSU is also known for a party school, but it's FSU is a whole nother beast where Tallahassee's a way larger city. So it's got
Right.
other stuff going on, whereas University of Florida has the party scene, but then it also is mostly just a quiet-ish town, small,
Yeah, like a
quiet.
college town. Yeah. So, okay, if I liked football and I liked the whole college scene, what would you rate Gainesville again as just like a college town? And let's do like 1 out of 10.
I would rate it a 6.5 out of 10 if you like to party.
Okay.
If you don't like to party, I would even put it down to a 5 or a 4. Now, the reason why I say that, and obviously everyone's experiences are going to be slightly different, is that I didn't really like the professors. University of Florida is a research university. It concentrates and encourages the professors to do papers as much as humanly possible, to research. And because Gainesville is a small town, unlike the say the University of South Florida, they have a much smaller pool of professors. So the professors specifically are something that brings that score down a lot. If the professors were
Wow.
better quality, then it would be like a 8 out of 10 or a 9 out of 10, because it's a nice, chill college town, fun. The class sizes, oftentimes for the freshman and sophomore years, are also quite large. Like, we are talking about auditoriums that can hold anywhere from 600 to 900 people. And there's not just one of those auditoriums, there's like five, six, seven of them. And then
Wow.
everything else is like auditoriums that can hold like 150, 200 people. Now, there are smaller classrooms, but I can't, I mean, I can't even begin to guess how many large-ish classrooms that can hold, 100 plus people. There would have to be at least, like, I'd say over 40 of them, if not far more than that. So, and then multiple super large ones as well. In addition to some of the classes are just online a lot. So, I mean, yeah. So I would say the academics, even though the University of Florida is called the Harvard of the South, or at least was when I went there, the student quality is super high, but I was not a fan of the professor quality at all. It was not great. It was not great. So I don't know.
I love this Rate My Professor we've got going on. And it's funny, I never knew that it was called the Harvard of the South. I would think something like Vanderbilt or something would be the Harvard of the South.
The University of Florida is hard, like really hard to get into. So
Interesting.
like way harder than FSU. I think when I went to UF, like, FSU maybe had like a 900 or 1,000 average SAT or something, whereas University of Florida had, and this was out of 1,600, not the 2,400. I think the average SAT for University of Florida was at least like something like 1,200 or something. Just
Wow.
massive difference. So,
And you did undergrad there?
yeah, undergrad, yeah.
Neat. Okay. And then talk to us a little bit about Tampa and the contrast.
Yeah, Tampa, super cool place. A lot more stuff going on. You look at Gainesville, small college out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's north of Ocala, which is, again, out in the middle of nowhere. It's basically north of Tampa by what amounts to be about an hour and a half. And I think that's the nearest large metropolitan area. Florida has Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Orlando, the Tampa, Brandon, St. Pete blob, whatever the heck that thing is. And then you got Miami, right? So the nearest like big city type anything is like an hour and a half away from Gainesville. Whereas Tampa, it's right there. You got Brandon, you got Tampa, you got St. Pete. You have all the the nearby cities as well. So Tampa's really cool. Hell also has a theme park, Busch Gardens, has zoos, has, I think, multiple aquariums, has sea life things. Yeah, so they've lots of different stuff going on in Tampa. And they got also, larger museums as well there in Tampa. So I mean, it's and then for the University of South Florida, compared to the University of Florida, You could tell that, maybe the students aren't quite as sharp, but the professors are far better. So whatever
Really?
is oh yeah, far better. Like we're talking like eights, nines, tens compared to fours and threes and
Wow.
fives at the University of Florida. So oftentimes University of Florida, I did not like the professors at all. University of South Florida, I don't think there was a single professor that I disliked. All of them were fantastic. Every single one of them. So my experience at the University of South Florida was completely different from University of Florida. And they do have similar sizes of classrooms. I mean, University of South Florida still has the large auditoriums and the large, I mean, I don't know how many people go to USF, but I think it's a similar size. If, I mean, it might be a little bit smaller, but I also really enjoyed the large courtyards. It's also got just one massive library compared to several smaller but still large libraries at the University of Florida. And then beyond that, just the professors. I mean, I think that's based on just how large that area is in terms of the talent pool. Gainesville, small town, small talent pool, and a lot of professors may not want to be just trapped in Gainesville,
Right.
trapped. Quotation marks.
Keyword.
Whereas University of South Florida, the professors were fantastic. City was fantastic. Very, very fun.
So, okay, I think I know what the answer is going to be, but or at least remotely know. But what would you rate then the city of Tampa overall for someone wanting to visit there? 1 out of 10.
Yeah, visiting, it's fantastic. I mean, you can definitely visit Busch Gardens, you can visit the multiple aquariums, you can visit the different museums. Lots of stuff going on there. I would say just to visit, well, not to mention the beaches, right? There's a lot of beaches nearby Tampa. So I would say like 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 10, like really good, fun, fun, fun stuff. Yeah.
And now, okay, now as a transition, you grew up in Lakeland and right? And then you live in Lakeland now. And actually, I will briefly say that I have visited Lakeland and been around, and I know it's small, but I thought it was so cute. Like the little museums, gardens. I went to Bock Tower, which I know is not directly in Lakeland, but I loved it. I did actually my wedding photos there. So tell us a little bit about Lakeland and what you like.
So Lakeland's super cool. Nice small town, great sheriff that's nationally known, Sheriff Brady Judd. I'm not going to talk about him too much, but he believes in law and order. That's all I'm going to say about that. And then
Love it.
Google his name and you'll see his very amusing press conferences. So I think that's probably the most well-known thing about Polk County in Florida. Bar none, probably. Oh yeah, don't you guys have that Sheriff Judd guy, who's like law and order crazy guy, does those press conferences? Yeah, definitely, definitely. And then beyond that, obviously, there's some smaller colleges, I would say. I don't think there's a single, no, I guess Southeastern, I guess it's a university, but it's a super small university or whatever. And then you got Florida Southern College, which was the architect for that was Frank Lloyd Wright. So really, really famous architect. So if you ever want to go, I'm pretty sure you can like park and pay the whatever thing and walk around. It's a fairly open campus and it's got some really interesting buildings. My mom graduated from Florida Southern. So I also had library access because she had library access. The library for Florida Southern is super cool. It's about, I would want to say, like 4 or 5 stories. And the floor plan of it is basically a giant donut, but it's a really tall donut. So it's got a very tall, how to put it? I would say like atrium-ish type thing, which is completely open in the middle. So all of the bookshelves and everything go around in a donut for multiple floors. And from even the very top floor to the bottom, you can look down. It's like 4 stories down or five
Wow.
stories or whatever it is. And it's super cool. Super cool design. And Frank Lloyd Wright did a fantastic job on that library because it looks cool. Being in it, you can actually tell this isn't like a cookie cutter, building. It was actually designed really, really well. And then for the rest of the campus buildings, the same thing goes because he designed, I think, nearly all of them. I think they've added a few buildings and expanded a little bit since he designed all of the core ones. Super, super cool buildings. Just walk around, look at the architecture, because it was all planned, right? So all of the landscape, it is not flat. So Florida Southern is not flat. So there are slight hills that Frank Lloyd Wright designed so that you have different viewscapes that he specifically planned in terms of how everything is put together and so on and so forth. I once upon a time did major in architecture before swapping majors over at the University of Florida.
That's really neat. Frank Lloyd Wright is great. I've seen one of his homes in Arizona, and it's really cool. He's such an artist. In that regard, what would you rate Lakeland, since you know it very well, if someone was to kind of take a unique little small town trip? One out of 10.
I would say without going to downtown, it's only going to maybe be, a 6 or 7 out of 10. But if you go downtown, you visit the small little shops down there, maybe even, catch a play or a movie down at the, antique movie theater, walk around there, you walk around a few lakes and you check out the Florida Southern campus. I'd say, 8 or 9 out of 10, It's going to be a fun like day or two that you can, check out some local stuff and just have fun doing it,
Yeah, I love small vintage towns like that. They just have like unique little things that you wouldn't be able to find anywhere else. There's not a whole lot of chains. I personally love that and small businesses. So now I want to transition a little bit. And I know you have been all around Florida and you've been to a lot of state fairs. And so I want to talk about the state fairs a little bit and kind of rate them with you because fairs are so fun. I've been to the Dothan Peanut Festival, Florida State Fair, and so they're just fun for family, for a date night, take your girlfriends, take your friends. So let's kind of run through some of the big Florida fairs you've been to and just tell us, what you'd rate them if you were recommending someone to just go have a good time.
Yeah, I would say both the Florida State Fair and the Florida Strawberry Festival are definitely worth going to. Florida Strawberry Festival, they've got big names. And one thing that's going to be different is next year, the Florida Strawberry Festival is going to have much more bigger name musicians coming out
Okay.
for free. So basically, what happens is you can buy a ticket to the Florida Strawberry Festival and you can go to the performances for free, I believe, when you buy the ticket to go in. So that's half the draw for the Florida Strawberry Festival is that they book these musicians far in advance. And what's happening is that they're actually redoing the stage to a more plus or minus professional stage where it's quote unquote like a movable stage or
Okay.
it's like super professional. So then they can get like the big name musicians like Taylor Swift, maybe not Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift probably cost too much money. I mean, way, way, way too much money. But,
Bigger
someone.
than most, smaller than Taylor.
Right. There you go. There you go. But like way bigger than they're currently getting, right?
Right.
So, and then that draws in more people because they want to see the big name musicians and everything.
Yeah.
So, Florida Strawberry Festival should be bumping up their game in terms of the musicians that they offer there. So that's something that probably not a lot of people know. And then Florida State Fair, fun stuff. They also have, musicians come in, do their thing, and lots of food, lots of rides. I would say in terms of the rides, I think they're plus or minus identical at the Florida Strawberry Festival and the Florida State Fair. They're going to be the largest of pretty much any fair is going to have, plus or minus, because they're basically I think they're top 30 in terms of attendance in the nation. So both of
Wow.
them are in the top 30. So they're going to have the biggest rides. They're going to have a very, very broad range of vendors so that you can, buy woodworking, you can buy crochet stuff, or you can buy metalworking or whatever, stone, anything that you want to buy for, fun or whatever else, just for the house as like custom crafted or not. You can pretty much buy at these two fairs, Florida State Fair, Florida Strawberry Festival. And so the vendors are very much the same. A lot of them are the same vendors. I will say that the Florida Strawberry Festival, a lot more vendors want to go in there. So then the vendors at the Florida Strawberry Festival have been there for many, many, many years. whereas the vendors for the Florida State Fair may have not been there for as long. So the vendors from the Florida Strawberry Festival may or may not be better than the Florida State Fair. I mean, I walked around both of them quite a bit for various reasons, and essentially the vendor quality I thought was the same. So the rides are going to be the same. The vendor quality is going to be the same. I would say the musician quality is going to be better at the Florida Strawberry Festival, just because that is one thing that they're known for, and they have, pseudo big names, or at least medium sized names, every single night, that draw in people. And then beyond that, just the general experience is fun for both also. I mean, honestly, so they're about the same, honestly. I mean, so I would say both of them are right around eights or nines out of tens, out of 10. I mean, they're the quintessential big fair, top 30 in the nation. It's got a lot of people there, and it's got the best vendors, quote unquote, best vendors that, travel around the country too. So, I mean, a lot of the
Right.
vendors were not local. These people were professional vendors that were traveling the country. So the vendors that you see at all these large fairs, oftentimes they're the same people.
Right,
They just
right,
go from
right.
fair to fair to fair to fair to fair, and they have the things that work for them. And whereas me, I'm a local Florida writer, so I signed up, being the only author there. So I was the exception. So you guys should visit Florida State Fair and Florida Strawberry Festival just to, say hi to me, Chris Weld, the
And those
author, right?
exactly. And those are both in Tampa.
One is in Tampa and one is in Plant City. So one
Okay.
is on the east, southeast side of Tampa. And then literally, I would say like 12 minutes away, maybe even less, because you hop on I-4, that takes about 2 minutes. And then it's from like exit right around like 10 or 11 or something to, and no, I mean, they're really close. So yeah, I mean, I would say they're literally maybe 12 minutes away from each other. So Plant City is very close
Fun.
to the southeastern edge of Tampa.
And they're
So,
pretty close in time frame as well, right?
yeah, basically, Florida State Fair this year, it was from February 10th to February 22nd, I think. And then the Florida Strawberry Festival lasted from February 29th to March 10th. So Florida State
Gotcha.
Fair is for 12 days. It opens normally at 10 a.m., closes right around 10 p.m., 9 p.m., something like that. Except for the Midway is open up until maybe till I think midnight.
Okay, neat. And we love here at the Travel Brats to do a little bit of hots and a little bit of nots. Were there any fairs that you just like did not like or would not go to again?
No, I mean, Florida State Fair was good. Florida Strawberry Festival was good. Sarasota County Fair, for whatever reason, their attendance was down maybe 30%. But even then, I mean, it was a fun fair. Very, very much, Sarasota County Fair. I mean, it's a county fair. So that said, you get what you are expecting, right? So it's a, I
Right.
mean, it's a small county fair. It's got, a lot less people in it, and it, maybe not the super big rides that you would expect. At the, Florida State Fair, Florida Strawberry Festival, because you're never going to get
Right.
those types of rides in a county fair than, top 30 fair. So they're two different experiences, but the Sarasota Fair was fun. So yeah.
And are there any other fairs that you have gone to that you really enjoyed? Like it doesn't have to be Florida, or if it is Florida, are there any other ones that either you've just gone for leisure or to sell your books at?
No, I mean, believe it or not, those were my first three fairs ever.
No
So
way.
ever. So
Okay.
my family never took us to the fair. Maybe that's,
Aw.
regrettable in like a thousand different ways, because I think it would have been fun. Because especially as a kid, you're filled with, wonder eyes. Oh my gosh, look at the, whatever. It's so big, oh my
Right.
gosh. Scared of heights type of thing. I don't want to go up there. No, screw that. No, I'm gonna stay down here, and maybe next year, and then you get
Yeah.
the next year, and but I think it would be great. I mean, definitely those things are definitely worth pushing your family towards, just for fun, just to get the kids out and about. But no, those were my first three fairs ever, and I was a vendor at all three of them. I don't think I got the full fair experience, so I'm probably definitely going to come back at some point and visit other fairs just for fun, get that fun fair experience that where I'm not the vendor, I'm not doing market research. It's
Right.
not all business, you know.
Yes, it's a little bit
It'll
of
be
pleasure. You should.
oh,
You definitely should
yeah.
treat yourself. Yeah. Chris, thank you so much. I want to close our Florida section with one more question. So, out of all the cities in Florida, what is your favorite city, or what would be your favorite city to visit or spend a weekend?
Oh gosh. Well, I've done the theme parks in Orlando, and I'm gonna have to say that for a weekend, just for some action-packed fun, just spend a day or two at Islands of Adventure, Universal Studios, ride the roller coasters. Even if you don't like roller coasters, that's okay. All you had to do is sit in line for the Velocicoaster. It's anywhere from 30 minutes to 90 minutes. Don't worry, it will not speed you up to 75 miles an hour. It's silky smooth. It'll be nice and smooth. You'll enjoy it. So basically, of all the roller coasters, if you were to pick one, VelociCoaster is one of the smoothest roller coasters out there. So even if you don't want to get no. You're gonna live it up a little bit. Go to Universal, go to Islands of Adventure, ride the rides, all of them
I love it.
maybe. And yeah, day or two. So Orlando, for sure.
Orlando. I love that you said that because I'm a huge, huge, huge Universal girl. And I'd pick Universal any day over Disney. And I absolutely love VelociCoaster. It is my favorite coaster. So, yes, I'm 100% in agreement with you. I love that you said that. Everybody who thinks Hagrid's motorbike adventure is better, I'm going to send them this episode and tell them you're wrong. You're wrong.
I think there are two parts that Hagrid's does do better. Which I will not say which two parts that Hagrid's does do better than
Yeah, don't.
VelociCoaster.
That's true. I know what you're
So
talking about, and
definitely,
it is cool.
if you want a slightly calmer experience that's unique, go on to Hagrid's.
Hagrid's.
You will enjoy it 100%. And then you can leave comments about how Criswell did not tell you about those two things, wink, wink, and a nod,
Yeah. And then you just get on VelociCoaster and the adrenaline rush, just it's just too much fun. So it's just too good. Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming on and talking about Florida Travel Brats. Don't forget to tune into part two with Chris, where we're going to talk about his other adventures outside of Florida. Thanks, Chris.
Hey, thank you so much.
Hey, everybody, it's your Travel Brat, Nat. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Do you have expertise on a cool travel destination? If so, we would love to have you on our show. For a chance to be a guest on the show, visit thetravelbrats.com. Then go to About Us, then Collab.